From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. The expiration of Israel's partial moratorium on settlement construction has passed without comment from the White House or Palestinian leaders. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is urging the Palestinians to maintain contact. The BBC's Wyra Davies is in Jerusalem.
The Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas had previously said he would walk away from peace talks if Israel resumed new building in settlements on what is internationally regarded as Palestinian land. But tonight there was no word on the issue from Mr. Abbas's office. Israel had not responded to a request from President Obama to extend the settlement freeze in the interests of keeping the talks alive. But as the 10-month moratorium expired, Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu issued a statement. He urged the Palestinians to stay in the talks without specifically mentioning the settlements issue.
The BBC's Wyra Davies. NATO says two Apache helicopters have killed 30 insurgents in Pakistan. Officials say NATO-led forces crossed into Pakistan after insurgents attacked a security outpost in Afghanistan. The top House Republican says he does not want Congress to delay a vote on extending tax cuts. As NPR's Claudine Abade reports, today's comments follow Democrats' suggestions the votes be put off until after the November elections.
Republican House Leader John Boehner, speaking on Fox News Sunday, says delaying the vote is unfair to Americans.
The Congress has an opportunity this week to end some of the uncertainty by allowing American people to know what the tax rates are going to be at the end of the year.
The issue of tax cuts is likely to weigh heavily in the upcoming elections. Republicans want to extend the existing tax cuts. But senior White House aide David Axelrod, speaking on ABC's This Week, said Republicans will have a hard time explaining that position to their middle-class constituents.
I think it's an untenable position to say we're going to allow your taxes to go up on January 1st unless the president agrees to give tax cuts to millionaires and billionaires.
The White House wants to extend the Bush-era cuts for only individuals making up to $200,000 and couples making up to $250,000. Claudine Bade, NPR News, Washington.
The head of the New Birth Missionary Baptist Church near Atlanta today publicly responded to accusations that he lured young men into having sexual relations with him. Bishop Eddie Long told thousands of his congregants he'll fight the allegations, but did not directly address them.
We will not allow the present pain to cause us to abandon our righteous commitment and stand. Some way and somehow we will become better and we will walk through this painful situation.
Long told his mega church parishioners he feels like David against Goliath. This is NPR News. BP's lead investigator says the oil company's probe into what caused the Deepwater Horizon explosion was not comprehensive. Mark Bly says his team didn't examine whether organizational problems may have contributed to the disaster. Bly told the National Academy of Engineering today a lack of physical evidence and interviews with employers from other companies involved limited BP's study. BP had identified 8 failures that led to the accident and blamed some of them on other companies. Central Wisconsin continues to deal with significant flooding this evening. Wisconsin Public Radio's Steve Royson reports one of the reasons for the floods is it's the rainiest summer on record.
The latest news comes from near the city of Portage. A Caledonia Lewiston levee is breaking. As a precautionary measure, access into a subdivision has been blocked off, even from emergency vehicles. Wisconsin Emergency Management spokesperson Jared Albrecht says almost all of the 100 residents living in the subdivision have evacuated. Sauk County is keeping an eye on its levees, too. Water levels have been rising since late last week. Meteorologist Andrew Just says rain over the summer saturated the soil throughout the state.
They can't take any more because we haven't had a long enough dry spell to help dry everything out.
Then came last week's storms. The Wisconsin River alone took in 8 to 10 inches and has caused flooding problems as it travels downstream. It's expected to crest by September 30th. For NPR News, I'm Steve Rysom in La Crosse, Wisconsin.
A new luxury European train service has completed its maiden voyage. Operated by Russian Railways, the Trans-Europe train left Moscow and 53 hours later pulled into Nice. The price? $1,600 for a private compartment one way. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News.